Okay, our learning should be in Zchus, the yard site, the Golda Bas Yisrael Altar. Thank you so much, Dr. Aaron Arlene Schwartz. Shkoyach. All right, so I have to ask Mechila. I actually didn't give you the Mishnah on any of the pages, so I apologize, but you'll take my word for it. Here we go, Perek Beis, very exciting. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Eizui Derech Yishara Shiyavar Lo HaAdam. What is the way that a person, the straight way that a person should go? Anything that's, I guess, tiferet, what's the proper way to translate tiferet? Beautiful to their maker, splendor. Anything that's splendor for to the maker and splendor to man. So I actually thought about this week's parsha, just as I was making my way home. And I said, you know what? This could actually very much connect to our parsha. Because I think there should be, I don't have any extra ones. There should, I think I made it over to 20, yeah, shkoyach. So it says, "Kol shi tiferes lo oseh v'tiferes lo mina adam." Anything that's good for Hashem, for your Creator, ben adam l'makom, and tiferes lo mina adam for man. So I thought maybe this connects to a nice vort from this week's parsha from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner writes somewhere in Pachad Yitzchak. I haven't seen it inside. I don't remember where he writes, but at the end of the parsha, after all the all the dinim, the ben adam l'chavero, and all the ben adam l'chavero stuff, what happens very famously? Moshe takes half the dam and he places in the basins, and half the blood he sprinkled upon the altar. So Rashi says over there, Michilko, who divided the blood in the two basins? Malach ba vechilko. The Malach came, an angel came, and split the blood into two basins. And then what happened was that he sprinkled half on Klai Yisrael and half on Mizbeach. I think we mentioned this vort last year, but it's good to have Chazar again. As Rav Huttner, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't need a malach to come down and matan Torah, right? Mishpatim is still at Harsina, right? Elo, right? Elo is still Moistav al Rishonim. He needed a malach to come down to split up the blood. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't just look at the blood, okay? I don't know if you guys are holding in this Nickelodeon show. I forgot the name of it, where you had to get up to a certain line, and I forgot the name of it. It'll come to me probably after this year. One of these games, like Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see it, like just to split it half and half. He says Rav Huttner an amazing lesson. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show a matan Torah, the ultimate time to show you. And you want to know what a Jew is? A Jew is 50-50. Kol shi tiferes lo oseh, tiferes lo mina adam. Ben adam l'makom, and ben adam l'chavero. Right? When says Rav Huttner, when the Malach came to split it, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing that when you sprinkle half the blood on the Mizbech, that represents ben adam l'makom, and Moshe, when you sprinkle all the rest ben adam on Klai Yisrael, that represents ben adam l'chaveru. And says Rav Huttner, Kadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted to show right now that to show you a matan Torah that they were both equal. And I thought that very much connected to the koshi tiferes lo oseh, the tiferes lo mida adam. And Rav Huttner actually ends off the piece and he says that was the galus of the Chafetz Chaim. The galus of the Chafetz Chaim was it the same pen that authored Hilchos Lashon Hara, Chavetz Chaim Lashon Hara, was the same pen that authored Mishnah Berurah. The same pen, the same person that authored Ben Adam L'Chavero, Lashon Hara Sefer, wrote the Mishnah Berurah, which you can't even comprehend what the Mishnah Berurah was. But I thought that was a very nice idea. 50-50, especially Shkolim, to be able, we do our part, we do, Kadosh Baruch do his part, Machas HaShekel. Okay, now we get to the Makoros over here. You go to page 1, it says, so the Mishnah continues, and it says, V'hevi zar b'mitzvah kal v'chamura she'ein ata yodeh matan tzcharen shal mitzvah. So I gave you actually that on the top. So Rav Shor actually writes in his second Sefer on Pirkei Avos, and he says, all right, so what does this lashon mean? You should be careful with a mitzvah kala, a lighter mitzvah, as you are strict for a mitzvah, because you don't know the schar for mitzvahs. So Rav Shor says such a beautiful shot. He quotes the Sefer Beis Avos, and he says, the greater the mitzvah, the greater the time, the greater the experience, the greater the Yitzhahara. And he quotes the Sefer Beis Avos, who quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, we'll see the first paragraph, right? The famous Gemara in Sukkah, and then Beis Avon Alf. The greater the person from their friend, the greater the Yitzhahara. So we always just learn that Gemara that said that applies to people. That applies to a person. But he says, no. Hu lo rak b'nefesh, it doesn't only apply to a person. El af ba'olam v'shana. It also applies to a certain time of year or a certain year. Ubishabbas Kodesh yesh yoser nisyonos mimos hachol mirov kedushas Shabbos. Because Shabbos is so holy, that's why Friday is the most hectic time. I don't want to take a vote over here. When's the most hectic time? Are you getting the fights most with your wife? In my house, usually Friday before Shabbos. You didn't take out the laundry, you didn't clean this, that. Right? The holier the time, the Yitzhahara knows. The holier the time, the fire of the battle. So when we read this Gemara, Kol Gadol Mechaver Yitzhar Gadol Himeno, it's not just referring to people, it's referring to time as well. And Avshor says that's what it means. Hevizar b'mitzvah kal give a chamura, second paragraph. Tahainu shalot tema sha'a mitzvah kal ein sorach lezihiros kibachal yuchal l'kaima. Don't think that it's a lighter mitzvah. I can just be able to do it, I don't have to be so strict. Ki halo ein aliyah hisnagdus kol gadol sha yitzhar. The Yitzhar is always going to be looking to be able to get you on everything. Shemitzvah shenirus kikal hi chamura. He says you have to be so careful. For every mitzvah, the Yitzhahara knows at the end of the day which are the big mitzvahs and the little mitzvahs. But he knows even a little mitzvah is so great. So don't think that you can just go into a mitzvah and it'll be okay. You have to do your part, be able to do your best on every single mitzvah because the Yitzhahara is always coming strong. For example, Purim. I know always Purim is always the Yitzhahara. Purim's it's Kodesh Kodashim. It's the holiest time of the year. And when I first got married, for wives, Purim's like, what's Purim? Like, I've never heard of this type of Purim before, where it's really just it's a very, very different experience and then just going out of Shalach Manos and having a little Suda, that there's something much deeper. But at the end of the day, once you realize that the Yitzhar is trying to be able to get you into that fight, try to bring you, because Purim's so holy, Yitzhar is trying to get you to get, you know, to lose your cool a little bit, then I guess it's, the more you're conscious about it, the more you'll be able to realize as we go forward. If you go to page 2, the Yitznach Moshe, I saw this quoted in the Sefer, it says on Parshas Vayera. So the Mishnah says, She'en otei yodea matan sucharon shol mitzvahs. But didn't we just say in the last parak, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure you guys remember, but we said, Al teil kevadam mesham shem nazarav al mekamas pras, right? We shouldn't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu based on reward. Right? You should do it on, you're not getting the reward. So he says the whole amazing thing, which is so true. Sometimes when you do mitzvahs, what happens? Sometimes it's hard, and you might make someone upset, or you might lose out on something, right? I think the reason he put it here is because Avraham Avinu just did a kiddush Yitzchak, and then he comes home and he finds out the whole thing that happened was Sarimenu. So the Yitzhar wanted Avraham Avinu to feel bad about his mitzvah, but he says no. Even when a Jew does a mitzvah, and it might have, right? If you go to the middle paragraph, Rak Lufam Shkish Yishlo Eiza Hefsa Yirei Mitzvah. Maybe you lose out by doing the mitzvah. Af Shmechriach Atzma Lasos Mitzvah. Even though it was hard for you. The Yitzhar wants you not to be happy, to get you sad. Look, you lost out on a deal. He wants you to be able to do the mitzvah, but he wants you to be able to do the mitzvah in sadness and laziness. But he says at the end of the day, no, even if you might look like you lost out, at the end of the day, no, a Jew never loses out on any single mitzvah. Every single mitzvah is so important. Don't think that you lost out on anything. And even when it might look like, oh, you lost this deal, you lost that deal, we don't lose that in anything. It reminds me of a story. There was once a Rav who, does this count as my Maisa? I still have a Maisa at the end. I forgot who it was. There was this Rav who had a very big business deal. And he told the person that he meet him at the train station at like 8 o'clock. And the story goes is that davening took a little longer, but he wasn't leaving davening. He said, okay, if I don't meet the guy at the train station, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will send it to me. And it ended up that he got to the train station at 9 o'clock. At the end of the day, what happened? He gets to the train at 9 o'clock, and lo and behold, the guy was there. And what happened? That he was also late. So don't think when you're doing mitzvos that, oh, you have to make cheshbonos. Like, if you're doing something with Shem Shemayim, which we'll get to at the end of the Mishnah, Kodesh Baruch is always going to take care. Kodesh Baruch is always going to help out again. And then he stayed in the minyan, and it ended up being that the guy actually came himself late. Kodesh Baruch said, hey, you're going to be the Shem Shemayim, I'm going to take care of you.
He was in the same minyan,
exactly. Maybe he was the chazan, exactly. I didn't see that in the but that's very good, Rufil. So then the Mishnah goes on. It says that right has the mitzvah keneged tzchar, tzchar aver keneged seido. V'histalka b'shosh dvarim v'ata bolidei aver. Think about three things, and you will never come to sin. The hands of sin. Dam malam malam imcha. Know what's above you. Ayin roa v'ozna shemas v'chol ma'asach b'sever nechtovin. Know what's above you. A watchful eye, a listening ear, and all of your actions will be written down in a book. So the Rav Avram, the first Tanaim Rebbe, if we go to page 3, he writes that what does it mean that a seeing eye, a listening ear, and all your actions are recorded in a book? He says, a seeing eye, what does that mean? we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the seeing eye, we're seeing that we should see in Hashem's goodness and all the things in this world. That we should have the seeing eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a hearing ear? We should have a hearing ear which will open up our soul to the right message, right? V'ozen shemas, shetiftach b'naf shokha lev shomea. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have a yisrodika ear. Not just an ear that the rest of the world heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, heard about Mechamas HaMalek, but a listening ear. Like I saw Rav Shlomo Feifel had this whole thing, why Dafka Yisro came. Because the whole world here, but Yisro Mamish heard. It actually got to his kishkas. And Dafka, what does it mean? All your actions are recorded in a book. He says, V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtovim, kishetilma Torah, tis'oyer v'tavol l'di yeshiver l'lev merov ha'gashas p'choscha. He says, when a person learns Torah, you should do it with a broken, humbled spirit, and then realize that at the end of the day, all of our actions are going to be written down. So he kind of realizes that, he kind of flips the mission on his head. Don't think it's the Ayin Roa, Ozan Shamas is talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually talking about ourselves. Ayin Roa, the Ozan Shamas, the Chol Sefer Nechtovim. Be able to realize that we should have a seeing eye, that our eye should be able to see, not just physically see, but spiritually see, and listening ear, and be able to realize that when we learn Torah, to take it in a very serious way. So 4 and 5 are actually connected. You can see 5 on your own time. Actually, I gave you 5. Because it's Rav Leibel Eger, but Rav Leibel Eger, it's his yahrzeit on Chav Beis Shvat, which is I think tomorrow night, right? Today's Chav, I think. So he was the grandson of Rav Akiva Eger, right? His father was Rav Shlomo Eger, so his grandfather was Rav Akiva Eger. So Rav Shor actually writes and his first sefer on Pirkei Avos. I got the sefer. I even asked Rav Shor himself for the sefer, and he said that I don't have any copies left. And it turns out my friend gave this to me the first day of one of the days of Hanukkah. I've never held that much simcha in my entire life. And I got a sefer that even the author couldn't even give me. It was like, it was mamash chiddush. So he writes, very interesting. If you go to page 4, he writes, Ve'enata ba'lidei aver, you won't come to the hands of sin. So he quotes the Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem was one of the Gera Rebbe's. And he said, what's this lashon of yedei? Ve'enata ba'lidei aver, you won't come to the hands of sin. Just say Ve'enata ba'aver, you won't come to sin. So he's only one, he says about lidei. He says, Liyadei refers to Dvar Mahamutaros. Right? What does it mean that it comes to the hands of sin? The things, okay, it's mutter to eat. It's mutter to watch the Super Bowl. But is it mutter to watch the commercials? I'm not giving mutter, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, V'enat HaBalidei Aver means that, and he writes this over here. If you look, five lines down, around Dvar Mahamutaram, where's that line over here? Yeah, go to the underline where it says Rabbi Leibel Eger. Shekavanu ki behetu yichol limso atam shel isser. Even in the mutter, a person could taste a little bit of the isser. Haino ki yichol lasos ma'asam amutarim ba'ofen sh'afu mutter. You might end up that you're doing something mutter. It's allowed to watch the Super Bowl. Aval tol mehem atam shel isser. V'zehu ha'yidei aver. These are the hands of sin. So at the end of the day, everyone knows that there's certain things you shouldn't be watching. But sometimes when we're doing the mutter things, right? Kadesh asmecha b'mutterlach. When we're doing holy things, make sure that we don't do it we don't overdo it. And we when we're doing it, make sure to do it in the proper way. And I think this actually connects to another vort for this week's parsha, just to end off parsha to parsha. If you go to page 6. The short quote. We're bigger of short fans this week. I didn't find anything really much else. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me actually during the game last night when I was trying to prepare the shir, trying to multitask. So the Kotzker writes on the pasuk, the Sas Emetz quotes in the Parsha's Mishpatim, page 6 on the left hand side on the bottom. An she kodesh tiyonli. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I want holy men. What does that mean, holy men? The Kotzker said, Chodesh Baruch Hu does what malachim? He wants an she kodesh. Hakavan yos hakedusha b'oifen menshlach. Right? Very Yiddish. He says, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't need angels. I don't want you fasting. I want you to eat, but make sure to make a bracha. Make sure to make a bracha achrona, and you're doing it l'shem shemayim. You're not doing it because you're hungry or because you're doing it. You're doing it to serve me. You're taking a shluff during the middle of an afternoon. You're not just doing it to take a shluff. You're doing it so you can be able to learn Torah better. To be able to make sure Anshe Kodesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu says. I think this very much connects to actually a sif in the Shulchan Aruch, and then with this we'll close. But if you look at page 7, it's actually a sif in Shulchan Aruch. This isn't, this is Halacha L'maisa. Shulchan Aruch writes, in one sif, Siman Reish Laman Aleph, Shekol Kavanosov Yulashem Shemayim. If you go to four lines down, by the asterisk, B'chol Derechecha De'eu, even things that you're allowed to do, kigon hachachila, v'ashesia, v'halicha, v'yeshiva, v'akima, v'atashish, v'asicha, v'sorcha, guvcha, yekulam, l'avorosa, boracha, l'dvar agorim, l'avorosa. Everything should be for a Kadosh Baruch. Everything. That means how does a Jew serve a Kadosh Baruch if he does not learn Torah 24/7? No. When you're walking with Torah thoughts. When you're walking with your head down, because real nice that we live in Florida, and we're enduring Shavuot, and it's probably Shavuot the entire year. And when we're sitting around, we're not just sitting. We're everything where we have. If I have to take some chill out time, I have in mind that I'm chilling out right now to be able to help me serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a greater way. Let's just chazer, because we said a lot. First, we started off and said the great Torah from Rav Huna. It says, "Kol Shehi Tefreslo Sever Tefreslo Mina Adam Ben Adam LaMakom Ben Adam LaChavero." Then Rav Shor said, "Behavizar VeBitzakag VeChamur." What does that mean? I mean, even for the little things, the Yitzhar is going to go strong at. We have to be careful. The greater the thing, Shabbos, Purim, Yontif, that's when the Yitzhar gets going most. You have to be so careful about the time period as well. Then we said the Yismach Moshe. Because even when things might look like you might lose out, you still have to go strong. Dal Malamamcha, Rav Slonim, the Slonim Rabbi said, know what is above from yourself. What does that mean? That you should have a seeing eye, an eye that's able to see, an ear that's able to hear. And I actually forgot the quote. Rav Moshe Leib Sasser says, Dal Malamamcha. What does Ma mean? Ma is the lashon of Anivas. It's the lashon of Anava. You should have this midah of Anachnu Mar, Moshe and Aaron said. You should have this idea of Anava. And at the end of the day, Rav Shor quoted it with the beautiful pshat from the Pnei Menachem. The Pnei Menachem says, what's this lashon of lidei? That sometimes things might start off matur, but it might cause to be able to lead you to other bigger things. But at the end of the day, a person has to live their lives, for anshe kodesh to yonli, be able to take everything we have in our lives, as Hashem, to be mekadesh, as Hashem Shema.